There you go. Okay, so I want to touch on the whole Zaya Wade situation real quick.
Okay.
I feel this is no shade to my black community, and I love our community down. But let's not act like the undertones are very transphobic, because let's be very clear. The majority of y'all 14-year-olds are on TikTok right now shaking their behinds to WAP and all of that and the Megan Thee Stallion of the world and stuff, but we never talk about those things. And also, if this was, and this is just an example, let's not act like if this was little Boosie's 14-year-old son and he had him a cute little girlfriend and they did a little kiss, it would be, oh, this is puppy love, this is cute, this is all, you know, he's going to be a heartbreaker when he gets old. It would be a cute little kiki. But now that it's Zaya, who's trans, now it's all of a sudden about age. There are so many things within the black community that we can address, but we always disregard those things, and we worry about things like Zaya Wade. If she has y'all pressed, girl, and not you, but just in general, if Zaya Wade, if she got y'all pressed, just say she got y'all pressed. I wish when I was 14 years old. Now, do I think that should have been posted on Instagram? No. But let's not act like the majority of y'all, when y'all were 14 years old, was not under the bleachers in high school getting flooded out by the entire football team. Like, it's no tea, no shade. Like, I feel like when it comes to stuff like Zaya, it's just like if this was a straight woman or if this was a cisgendered person, the dynamic would be totally different. And I feel like it's kind of getting tired. Zaya could post a picture of her in an Easter dress saying, have a happy Sunday. It's going to be that one person in the back. Oh, but that's a man. That's still a man. And I don't think that's appropriate. And it's like, if you're that girl like you say you are, you wouldn't be worried about the likes of Zaya Wade. No shade.
Yeah, I agree. But I still feel like as a parent, though, right, because that's the climate that we're in, I would do things, like, even if I was going to be open to this, I would do things to protect my kids' mental, because she's not 25, 30, you know, she's still only 14. So in the public eye and on social media, that's a lot, and going through a transition. So I would think, like, sir, everything is not for social media, especially with my kid that's transitioning. We can have certain conversations, but to be online posting pictures of you tonguing down your partner, I just think that that's too much for the climate that we're in right now. Like, y'all posted the family picture. That was cool. Why does the public need to see that y'all are kissing? Like, I don't think care if it's men and women or men and men or women and women. It's just, I just feel like they're too young for that. Like, why are we pushing relationship at 14? We should be pushing go outside, go play sports, dance, sing, do hair. I mean, have fun, be a kid. Why are we pushing sexuality and relationships?
I can agree. I agree with that 110%. But I think the issue is a lot of people in the black community are making remarks like this as if they were not doing the same thing, if anything, more at 14. Mm-hmm. I think that's my bigger issue, because it's like they won't talk about the things that they did in 14, because let's be very clear. This is the thing about, especially when it comes to the gay community, we listen to all the girls kiki and cackle about the things that they used to do to this person when they was in high school. We remember all those stories, girls. So why is one acceptable because you did it, but when it's a different dynamic, now all of a sudden it's, oh my God, she was 14. So if you had an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school, 14 means that you're a freshman in high school. We are not about to act like y'all girls was not wilding out in the freshman year of high school. We're not about to act like that wasn't the thing. Should it have been publicized? No. Should it have been on social media? No. But at heart, let's not act like you girls and you guys too were not wilding out at 14. It's no shade.
We were. I mean, and that's what I think. I think the thing is, I think we were. I don't think that that's the issue. I think the issue is, you know, we were sneaking doing it. Like, it wasn't like this thing like, oh, this is the new modern family. Yes, like 14-year-olds should be kissing and our parents are accepting this. Like, I don't care. Like, gay or straight, I'm not accepting my kid at 14 to be online with their girlfriend or a partner kissing. I'm not. That's just me, though.
I agree, too. But I understand that. But me and you both know that's not the undertones of this conversation. And me and you both know that.
I feel like that's the undertone for me. Maybe
for
a lot,
you,
I don't know.
Yeah, but
I get what you're saying, though. I think it's the gay, the Zaya, the kissing. But I think I don't know. For me, I didn't even think about that at first. I just thought more so I think they're exploiting. I think the undertone, there is an exploitation of Zaya's sexuality, showing like there's this force of we're the open modern family and we're just like we're the new Smith family and everything is so free and open and, you know, out there. And it's like that's not necessary.
Agree, but I feel like also that's true. But I think what the Wade family is doing, I think that's something that just might be beyond where the Black community is as a whole. Because one thing that I will say, I'm not trans, but when I was gay, I wish I saw a family, especially a Black family, that was more represented, that was had more representation and visibility like that. So I think what they're doing may just be above where we are as a community mentally, and that's okay.
Maybe
and as far as the Erica thing, girl,
I don't know. I'm usually with you, but I feel like sometimes what happens is, you know, and I'm for my gays, but I feel like because there's certain boundaries that we will put on certain things, then it turns into Black people are closed-minded. I'm not closed-minded because I don't want to see two 14-year-olds kissing. That doesn't make me closed-minded. I don't want to be open-minded to that. You know, and I don't, but I know what you're saying as far as like, you don't feel like that's true. If that was really what it was, then you would agree, but you don't feel like, you feel like it goes deeper. You feel like it's only a problem because it's an LGBT thing.
If this was Lil Boosie's son and he had a little daughter, the conversation would be totally different. And me and you both know that. We both know the conversation. It wouldn't be as big as it is now. Now the girl. Now you know a lot of people not going to admit. Well that's not the case. But me, no shade. And I feel like with the Erica Banks situation, while I do agree that there are other rappers who, I love Nicki Down, but you know choices were made. No shade. But I feel like at the end of the day, I think the issue with a lot of these new girls is that, okay, like one thing about Doja Cat did not need a Nicki Minaj feature. Did the Barb take Say So to number one? Absolutely. But Doja did not need, she was going to be fine. These new girls need a Nicki feature because deep down they can't flourish on their own. And I think that's the problem. First of all, artist development has just went to garbage now. Like, there are certain conversations as an artist that you should just not be saying things like that. If you want a Nicki feature, I understand. If you feel like she's been paying you and you've been reaching out to her and showing her love, I understand. Because, I mean, let's be very clear. Nicki's the same person who talks about nobody gives her flowers and nobody does this. So I do understand you feeling like, I mean, girl, I've been showing you mad love from jump. Like, I understand that. But at the same time, if you were the girl like you say you were, you would be like, I don't think Erica Banks has one top 10, top 20, let alone top 40 on Billboard. What makes y'all feel like, and this is beyond Erica, this goes for the rap girls in general. Y'all need to be stars on your own. Y'all need to be those girls on your own. It's so many artists right now. Doja Cat is not worried about, even though she wants one, if Doja Cat doesn't get another Nicki feature, she's going to be okay. Even Mulatto begged for a Nicki feature, but you look at her now, you know, she's going on a tour by herself. You know, she did like 30K first week. That's not bad. You can only get better from there, but it's just like y'all need to be those girls within yourselves, because what happens is y'all get to, if you don't have anything to build off on, you're going to get that Nicki feature, and as soon as that song dies down, you're going to die along with it. Y'all need to be those girls within yourselves. We saw the whole lot of money how after the remix, Bia's other videos and stuff really didn't give after that. No shade. We're literally watching how Blick Blick carried Coral Ray's entire album. No shade. You girls need to be those girls on your own. If she doesn't give you the feature, she doesn't give it to you. Who cares? Like, I'm just ready. I don't know. Artist development has just went to trash. I'm sorry.
No, I'm wholeheartedly with you on that. So. I think you said what needed to be said on that. Thanks, Boo. I got to take some more callers, though. But thanks for calling in. All right, we got another. Okay, 2844. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Okay, so I'm a mother. I'm a black mother.
Okay.
And I grew up in a house with my grandmother. And let me be clear, my grandmother was not homophobic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't grow up with those ideas. We have cousins and everything that are out, bring their partners around, and all the good fun stuff at Thanksgiving and stuff, right? The thing is that we snuck around at 14 and 15 because we respected our grandparents and our mothers and our uncles enough not to do that in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you were gay, straight, or in between. Like, I'm married. I'm not going to French kiss my husband at the Easter dinner table. We're not going to do that because it's inappropriate, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things with Zaya, like when Boosie's son, when we found out that Boosie had a woman, do such and such to his son, the whole internet was in an uproar because Boosie said himself that his son was 13, a minor at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I really agree with you with the fact with Zaya, it's really exploitative. Like when, who's that, EJ. When EJ was going through his thing, we saw EJ, but there was no need to put out what was going on with EJ because we saw it. He grew up, with his privacy. He was allowed to, have his family dynamic with privacy. And when he was ready to come out and say whatever it is that he wanted to say and take his stand when he was an adult, he done lived, he done had experiences, then we accepted it as such because he was an adult. Zaya is still a child. At 14, you're still going through so many emotions. And I just really think that they need to be more protective of this child and what she's going through and her development through puberty and all of those things versus to likes and clicks on social media and creating this family brand, because it feels like they're more concerned about this family brand than Zaya, okay?
Mm.
Kavya don't go viral. LeBron James' two older sons who are, I guess, making waves in basketball don't go viral, okay? We don't hear nothing about these other basketball kids. Why? Because Dwayne Wade protects his children, right? Everybody else is protective in Hollywood over their children. I'm sure other people in Hollywood, we don't hear nothing about their kids. I'm sure it's other stars and stuff who kids is gay and trans and all of these things. Let these children grow up. You know what I mean? We've been knew that Jaden was wearing skirts and stuff, and the Will Smith kids was different. But when they were grown, when they told us, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. When Willow came out and said that she wanted to be poly and she liked girls and boys, she was 20 years old sitting next to her mama and her grandmama.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
They're adults. Zaya's a child. And I just really feel like they're not being protective over this child. But that's all I got to say. And about Nicki Minaj.
Thank you so much.
Nicki Minaj does not work with girls who she feels like are a threat to her. That's the difference. Anytime she feels like you're a threat to her, she's not going to pay you no mind. Because to be honest, it's not as if Coi Leray only gets traction with her music when her daddy is in the media with foolishness. You ever notice that Coi Leray's music and her dad's media cycles about foolishness go hand in hand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All this stuff coming out by her daddy, now all of a sudden Coi Leray got a song. We really didn't start paying attention to Coi Leray until she was having meltdowns on social media about her father in the first place. We really didn't see it for her like that. And you know how that goes. When people be in the media long enough, we just accept them. But Nicki Minaj,
I think you're right, though, because I feel like if she were to give Erica Banks or Lotto or Asian Doll that look, one of those girls that really rap, like they would be seen in a whole nother light. And I think that those girls would really arise to the occasion. And you would see a whole nother level of rap ability from those girls. And I just feel like Nicki probably doesn't, she don't want to put those kind of girls in position. She did it with Megan Thee Stallion, and she's seen how that went.
But see, with Megan Thee Stallion is a flip-flopper. Megan Thee Stallion is messy. And the only reason I really feel like Nicki worked with Megan Thee Stallion was to get back at Cardi, because remember when they was on that live and they was kicking about writing music? And that was supposed to be a shot at Cardi because Cardi may not, you know, she's not.
Yeah, but that was the last.
Like that.
But that was. But to your point, that was the last rapper's rapper that Nicki Minaj ever worked with, and you see, Megan Thee Stallion blew up after that.
Right. But I just wondered if it was for sour motives. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
She only worked with her to poke at Cardi, but she never worked with a bigger artist after that. And it's just like she'll pick and choose people who got music that's hot right now, and then but she really don't pick up nobody. Like, Bia's music only went viral because the Kardashians posted it in their story. Other than that, it probably wouldn't have got no traction.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, caller. Want to take a
You're
couple
welcome.
More?
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you guys for sending super chats. But if you guys are sending super chats with no last four, then I can't pull you. 4551. You're live on the air.
You said 4551.
Yep, that's you.
Hi. I'm just gonna keep
hey.
This simple. Hi, Armand. This is Brittany. I'm going to keep this simple. So as far as Erica Banks, I'm just going to need her to be a little bit careful because she doesn't want to end up like Carrie Hilson.
Right. Or Cash.
Right. Because, yes, because for people on the outside looking in, it's looking a bit thirsty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When she's in her feelings all the time. I love an open girl. I love it. But when she came into the game, she got signed to that company, and they kind of used her as a pawn against Megan, you know? And they're kind of, like, playing her to the side for the other girl. So the branding, of course, the branding's not there because they don't know what to do with her, and they don't respect her.
Well, the branding is not there because Carl is busy trolling Megan Thee Stallion and hanging out with
exactly.
Tory Lanez. And then Carl, let's be very
mm-hmm.
clear, then he's trying to put this other trash girl on, Martina Marie. It's like they're not even
mm-hmm.
focusing enough on Erica Banks, which doesn't make any
mm-hmm.
sense. She's way better than the Martina Marie girl. Carl is just, I mean, honestly, I wish she would have got from under him because they don't know what to do with her.
Exactly. So she's going to be played to, like,
she's messy.
For, mm-hmm. Very messy. Unprofessional. Disgusting. And everything that Meg has been saying about his business with his business out there, I believe it. But it's just sad that she's put in the middle, and I'm talking about Erica. It's just sad that Erica has been put in this position of she kind of, you know, she fed into it because, you know, she saw the contract, probably saw the money, got talked up, all that stuff. And, like, when you had Mona Lisa, like, she was amazing. She read her contract. She knew what was up, and she said,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, but at the same time, we're not going to do that, though, because Mona Lisa is just as – she's online dragging it, too, and going at Meg and going at Erica. Like, she's talked too much, too.
Yeah,
burning
right.
bridges.
They got
burning bridges
too. I just miss the old school kind of like hip hop. You know, like Roxanne's Revenge. You know.
Yeah, but see,
I just don't want to
get to a place because I know it's easy to kind of, you know, and I'm not saying you, but I know a lot of people do it, and people do it to me on YouTube all the time. It's kind of easy to fall
mm-hmm.
for the underdog. You know what I mean? So it's
mm-hmm.
like, oh yeah, we like Kona Lisa because she's the underdog, but no, she talked too much too.
Yeah, I
understand. She don't need to, like, expose everything either, you know? Sometimes she just needs to just focus and do her thing, too. You know what I'm saying? Let the music speak for itself. So, yeah, but thank you, caller.
Thank you.
All right. Sean's World said, Nicki has worked with heavy hitters. Nicki did music with Doja Cat, Cardi, Megan, Foxy, Fergie. I'm sick of people trying to degrade Nicki in some way. Yeah. I see what you're saying, but I feel like Megan Thee Stallion was the last black girl rapper that Nicki Minaj worked with. And ever since then, it's kind of been this pop rapper, we're not really sure, they rapper type chicks. From Doja Cat to Coi Leray, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing against them. I listen to their music, but Megan Thee Stallion really popped. And I don't think that Nicki was expecting that. Megan Thee Stallion really hit. And Nicki, I don't think, and then Nicki clearly felt away. But all right, let me get a 2818 live on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hey, Armand, get in here, get in here.
Yes.
This is KD, the birthday boy. Have you seen you? I saw you in WeHo when you first moved to LA that weekend. And I saw you again at Trunks. You remember?
No. What did we talk?
We hung out. It was my birthday.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Okay, yes. What are we doing? Well, yes, I remember. Okay, hey, friend. How are you?
Hey, friend. I just wanted to call in. You know, I'm working, but I saw that you were on, and I know we were supposed to do something last time I saw you, but I lost you while we were out. But I just want to tell you again that you are just truly, truly doing your thing, baby, and so phenomenal at your hustle.
Thank you.
I saw the T.S. Madison interview as well. You're looking like a lot of money up there, baby.
Thank you. So what you got to say about Nicki working with the girl? Because I know you're a real Nicki fan.
I am a Nicki fan. You know what? I don't. You know what? All respect due to every other female rapper, no matter what happens at the end of the day, Armand, we just got to call it what it is. Nicki Minaj is the GOAT.
Okay.
And she is that. If you go back and listen to Nicki Minaj now, to Nicki Minaj in the past, Nicki Minaj now, she's always been the lyricist of lyricists for female rap. So instead of us putting these women against each other, and instead of these younger female rappers putting their foot in their mouth, they just need to respect the legend that she is. And that's all I got to say about that, period.
Thank you, Boo. And thanks for calling. I definitely remember who this is now. Thank you so much. And
yeah,
I'm trying to
see you again. We're
going to talk
again,
about
we're gonna
it.
We're going to definitely link up, make it official, okay?
All right. Have a good day, Boo. See you soon.
You too, Boo.
Bye. Okay. Here's the thing, guys. I agree with Erica Banks. I want to say that again. I think she's entitled to feel in the way that she feels. However, I don't feel like her spot in music and hip hop is solidified enough to have such a big opinion or make big statements like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that she's a big enough star to be able to make those kind of statements right away. You know what I mean? You got to get a few more hits. And then, two, I also feel like let's stop putting all this stock into Nicki. Pay it. You know what I'm saying? All right, guys. Those are my thoughts on that. We will probably do an after show on Station Head. I'm going to go watch the We Go Up video, and I'll probably come back here, and we can talk about it again. I love you all. We'll probably be on Station Head a little bit later, talking about the things of the things. And I will see you guys soon. If you didn't get the call in, remember, super chats are always at the top, okay?